This is Dish and Dirt with Gary Pickren, South Carolina's only podcast dedicated to the real estate agent craft. And now, the host of Dish and Dirt, Gary Pickren.
And greetings, welcome back everyone to another episode of Dish and Dirt. I'm your often opinionated but rarely wrong host, Gary Pickren, coming to you from Blair Cato in beautiful downtown Columbia, South Carolina, this the second week of August 2023. Great show for you today. As we know, mortgage lending is changing as interest rates continue to go up and down. It's not the same loan that we would have gotten maybe a year ago. Maybe a year ago, all we cared about was interest rates, but now the length of term, the type of product, the down payment, all of these are becoming big factors in what we're doing. And so my very good friend, Bill Oliver, joining us from Carlo Mortgage, and he's going to talk today about mortgage planning. Mortgage planning is becoming a big thing in the industry. It's sitting down with your clients, not just putting them in a 30-year loan at the cheapest interest rate, but it's actually planning based on their finances, their needs, their future, what's going on. And it's an interesting concept in how to do mortgage lending. So I'm excited to be with Bill today and to learn a lot more about this concept. All right, joining us today, guys, is one of my good friends and soon-to-be golfing buddies, Bill Oliver. Yes, I stupidly picked up golf again, if I have not enough stress in my life already. But Bill is a producing branch manager for Cardinal Mortgage here in Columbia, South Carolina. He has been in mortgage lending since 1998, working at lenders such as Network Funding and Supreme Lending. I know a lot of you have worked with Bill in the past and currently are working with Bill as well. He is a 1999 graduate of the Citadel. I'm sorry to tell you all that. As a Wofford graduate, that pains me to work with a Citadel guy, but that's okay. He's one of the good Citadel guys. He is also the past president and the past assistant governor of Rotary International here in Columbia, where he has served our community now for over 16 years, and we really appreciate Bill doing that in our community. So, Bill, welcome to Dish and Dirt today. Happy to have you here with us.
Thank you very much, Gary. I can't wait to get on the golf course with you.
Yeah, but well, wait till you see me play golf, then you might have a different idea about that. I am in my second lesson again. I haven't played in 17 years, so we'll see how it goes. But thanks for asking me to play. I really appreciate that. And Bill's already told me he didn't care how bad I sucked at golf. It was just about having fun. So I think that comes from somebody who's probably pretty good in golf. I think that's why they don't care. Anyway, all right. So today we're going to talk about the mortgage industry, how it's adapting in light of our changing market forces. I think most of us know 2-3 years ago, most lenders had it pretty good, as lawyers did, as real estate agents did. Rates were down in the 4s, 3s, and sometimes below 3s. And most people just said, give me a 30-year mortgage. Rates are so good, I really don't need to talk about it. But as rates have skyrocketed here, mortgage lending starting to adapt to try to meet our consumer needs. Bill, why don't you spend a few minutes, if you would, talking about the mortgage industry, kind of the state of it, why things are changing, how they're changing, how we're adapting to our needs that our consumer has, and particularly the changing consumer mindset. Because I would guess that the mindset of the consumer 3 years ago is quite different than the mindset today, as interest rates are much higher than they were during COVID. So how about it? Tell us what's going on.
Sure. Absolutely. I appreciate you, again, having me on. And I think if you go back and we look over, I guess, really the last 100 years, you can see this. It's kind of like a roller coaster, and we're going to talk about the housing market and then our population. And right now, it's like about every 33 years, we have this movement up and down. And right now, the supply and demand, our population is so great, but we have so little demand. I mean, so little houses that are available right now. So right now, there's 1,000 homes for sale, but 600,000 of them are already under contract. So that means we only have 400,000 homes available for people trying to buy a home. So therefore, it's just this, you know, it's a cash buyer or someone's got to already be approved. And one of the things that we talk about in my practice is that being approved now, and I can tell you, I'm the first one who used to, we would give pre-qualification letters, and that would be someone that just applied online and the computer has said, yes, they're approved. And I have given the pre-approval letter. And that is where someone on myself or my team has reviewed it and said, oh, they're approved. But now it is, we take our client all the way to the underwriter and have that credit, our income and our assets already underwritten. And we're going to the seller and saying, this customer is already approved. We can close in 15 days or less, because all we need is appraisal and title work. It is a very competitive market right now, and you've got to be prepared. And I would tell you that that's what the very first start of being a planner is for just that consumer. So that's kind of what I would tell you where the market is at the moment.
So if we're not getting, as a mortgage lender, solid, better information to the seller to convince the seller that our buyer is truly qualified and not just they've put in a number of income in and they said this is what they've got, and then we got this letter that may or may not really mean anything. If we're not giving them more solid information, our consumer is going to lose out more than likely on that purchase.
Absolutely. When you've got five or six, you know, offers on the table, I mean, one of the things that we also do is I personally call the listing agent and I tell them that I've already underwritten it. It's they're as good as cash.
So what you're saying is you're having to become an advocate for the consumer, for your client, because if you're not advocating for them, like the real estate agent's advocating for them, they're not going to get the house.
Absolutely.
Well, in that component, we also talked the other day about this, is that you're also now not just sitting down and saying, okay, here's our 30-year interest rates. We're now actually, and I think you just mentioned the word planning. So what does that mean now, mortgage planning? That's something that I'd never heard of until you coined that with me the other day, but I think it's a pretty interesting concept.
So I've actually been a mortgage planner since 2008, 2009. However, I've really, truly implemented it more and more, I guess, the middle of last year. But just think about this. You have got a client that is about to purchase a home for $500,000. It's probably the largest financial decision of their life. So why would someone go to the internet and just go, okay, I'm going to get this loan on a 30-year term at this rate? It's not a commodity, and we can't treat it like a commodity. It's a financial, the largest financial decision a client's going to make in their life. And so you've got to sit down and work through it, because it can also be used kind of like a financial tool. But, you know, you go to a CPA. So that's why when we talk to a client, we ask, do you have a financial advisor? Do you have a CPA? Do you have a real estate attorney? And we want to come up with a total financial plan, because I give you a perfect example of one. I had a client who called me the other day and said, Bill, you know, I'm buying this $400,000 house. And I said, okay, and I want to do 20% down. And I said, can I just ask you real quick, why do you want to put 20% down? Well, I don't want to pay mortgage insurance. And I said, okay. That makes sense. I said, but if I could show you a way of where you could put 5% down or 10% down and not pay mortgage insurance, would you be open to that? And they said, absolutely. And so what we did with that client is I said, well, you can do what's called a single paid mortgage insurance premium, which is a one-time flat fee, and it's a tax deduction. Again, verify with your CPA, because I'm not a CPA. There's my compliance. But more than likely, but so his total investment instead of $80,000 was $25,000. But what we found out by asking more questions and looking at the total financial picture, they had a 9-year-old and 11-year-old. And one of the questions that we asked at the very beginning was, you have a 529 account open for them. What are you doing for college savings? Well, we haven't started that yet. I said, well, why don't you do the $25,000? The $26,000 down, we save you around $50,000. You take that $50,000 and give a jump start to your kid's college education and put it into a 529 account. Ooh. What's your thoughts about that? And those conversations aren't being had in our market, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's just one example of how mortgage planning can really help, versus just going and saying 30-year loan, 5%.
It seems a lot of lenders, that's what they do. It's because that's what the consumer does. They call up and go, what's your interest rate? There's a lot more to mortgage lending, to borrowing hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's just interest rates, correct?
Absolutely. And not only that, like, you know, to me, it's a relationship, right? I mean, because just like, you know, you want to have a relationship with your customer, and they want to know that, you know, going to you, they trust you. And it's whoever they use. And I tell customers that all the time, because when it comes to, if they're just calling on rates and payments, well, we know the market is being traded as we speak right now. And so you can call me this morning and you can call me in the afternoon. It's going to be completely different things.
Right.
And so the bottom line is it comes down to who you trust. But more than likely, you know, with you having mortgage planning in place, you can save clients tens of thousands of dollars.
Wow. Are we seeing a change in mindset with the consumer, or are you having to try to change the mindset? Meaning that when they call you, are most people still just calling 30-year rate? What is it? And then you're having to have the conversation so that they understand and get over to the new mindset, or are people already calling you with this new mindset?
It's more of I'm having to talk to them about that mindset that I run a practice. This is, you know, what we do here now is, first off, I tell people I'm a mortgage planner, but ultimately I'm a loan officer just like anyone else. We don't get paid unless if we close a loan. That's very direct and to the point. But we do a whole lot more work and we give added values. So that's way that they will do business with us. But like what we do for our clients is we're going to ask that initial open questions about getting their total financial picture. And then we're going to come up with a mortgage planning report, giving them four different loan options that deal with them financially. Hopefully that if they do have a financial advisor and a CPA involved, we're going to get them involved in that process. And ultimately our clients will make a decision. And then we'll close a loan. And then right now, since we're in this higher rate market, we will set them up on an auto lock program where I give another mortgage planning report, which will show them four different rates and they select one. And so if that rate hits, we automatically lock them into that rate. But also we'll do a biannual review. So two reviews a year where we ask clients questions about what's going on in their life. Has there any type of job change? Are they looking to invest into real estate? Are they not living in the right house? They moved in the house and just something's not right. What can we do to help them get there? But lots of stuff like that happens. Or if they don't have that CPA or financial advisor to get in touch, we will help them get in touch with one. Or even a lot of times we have lots of clients that have put their property into a trust. And so we make sure we get them in touch with a real estate attorney like yourself, or you'd be surprised on how many people don't even have a will when they have their house. And so We're very involved with that because it just seems like it's, you know, a big missing piece to real estate.
Agents need to understand that we can start as an industry as a whole, changing the mindset of the consumer. So as Bill mentioned, most consumers are still calling him without having the mindset of the mortgage is more than just what's your 30 interest rate. So I think that a 30-year interest rate. I think if we as agents in the industry start in the beginning and say, I work with people like Bill, and one of the things that separates us as real estate agents from other agents is that we want to help plan your whole financial life here by putting you with somebody like Bill who's going to help you make these good financial decisions. I think the more that we provide as real estate agents, and this is certainly a great value as having a lender you work with who can provide this value, I think the more we do for our customers. But let's talk about, you talk about getting with their financial advisor. So if I came to you and I have a financial advisor, you're going to work with me and my financial advisor as a team now and getting more input than just what my original thoughts are?
Absolutely, because if I, as a mortgage lender, and working with that trusted advisor who's already with them and also their accountant and review that plan, then that allows us to be able to get more buy-in in that particular situation. Let's talk about something that could be really helpful to, I'm speaking to the realtors In this case. So if we have a client up ahead advance and we have this, a lot of times people are having to bid for properties over the property value. And so they may have to adjust for an appraisal gap. And if I put an offer with an appraisal gap is where the property doesn't appraise, then you put in that you'll pay a certain amount. So let's say $25,000. Well, if we address that with the financial advisor up up front, and he may say, I'm okay with us paying $25,000 or $15,000 over that amount, then you've got buy-in not just from the financial advisor, but maybe we bring in that CPA. Is that a tax write-off or whatever? But we have all this buy-in. It allows us to give a stronger offer when you're writing an offer on a property in today's market.
Guys, think about the difference in that versus the typical, the real estate agent meets with the consumer. They put the offer in. Then after it's accepted, then they meet with the lender and basically just tell the lender, I need a 30-year mortgage. Think of the difference between that level of service and now what Bill's talking about, which is the lender, the financial advisor, maybe their accountant or CPA, you all working together as a team. To me, as a consumer, I like the latter much better than the former. I feel like I've got a group of people who are working for me for my best interest and not just commission. So I'm loving everything you said here, Bill. How detailed do y'all get? Is this a pretty detailed process of getting into this financial matter?
It depends on the situation, but you'll see, like on my mortgage planning reports, I'll give you an example. I had one pulled up a little while ago where a client wanted to put down 20% down, showed him a different option. That 20%, it was like on a $522,000 mortgage, and they would have had to put down $100,000. Versus a 5% down. And we took all their assets and we gathered all that information and then we put that into our software and we put a conservative 5% rate of return. And I showed the difference between their someone putting down 5% and versus putting down 20% in this particular situation. Their profitability after 15 years, their overall net worth was about $175,000 more than someone putting down 20%.
That's amazing because you would think it'd be the exact opposite. That's really incredible.
Absolutely.
How important is mortgage planning today in overcoming our consumer fear and hesitancy in this market? Are you thinking that, in your experience, has this made people more willing to buy, more willing to entertain getting into the market again?
I believe so. I mean, the first thing I always talk about is planning. You know, it's like, okay, no matter what happens, even, you know, I have a lot of people that come from financial planners that are self-employed. And when you're self-employed, there's a lot of uneasiness there because, you know, we try to write off as much as we possibly can. But why not come up with a plan where I work with these accountants and I'll have accountants draw up a tax return that's just a draft and we get it underwritten based off of that. And if everyone's okay with it, then we file it. But then that comes to planning. So you feel more better about it. I mean, better about the situation the more that you plan. I think that's really with anything. If you think about it, I had the same conversation with a client yesterday. He's talking about retiring. And I said, okay, well, if you're thinking about purchasing, a property, we need to get in front of that because we don't want to wait till you retire because then we may have an issue buying the house. So let's get in front of it.
You're right. A lot of people have this idea. I got to put 20% down because I don't want to avoid the mortgage insurance. And so maybe they're sitting on the fence and real estate agents may have been working with them for a while. And they're like, well, I want to move. But I got this great interest rate, but I want to put 20% down. I don't really have all the cash together yet to put 20% down. In the meantime, as they're trying to get more cash together, the prices of houses are continuing to skyrocket. So I believe, in my opinion, if I was a real estate agent working with somebody who's a little hesitant on the market or has their own mindset about what it means to borrow in the market, I would want to go ahead and get with somebody like yourself so that we can have these conversations. Because I think, you know, you showed in two examples, two minds that you've changed. One, $500,000 house, don't wanted to put down 20%, no need for. You had another one who was going to put down, you know, about $80,000, but instead was able to keep $50,000 in their pocket and put it into their 529, which actually completed two of their goals, getting the new house and funding their child's education. So guys, if I'm a real estate agent working with a hesitant buyer, I'm on the phone with Bill saying, Bill, have this financial conversation because my client's mindset might need to be changed. And I think that's the struggle that we're all under right now is changing the consumer mindset.
Well, I've got a great report for that we use. It's a cost of waiting report. I mean, you go back to the very first thing that we started about talking about earlier today is the supply and demand. You know, we have we only have $400,000 that are 400,000 homes that are for sale currently that are available. And so what is that going to do to prices? It's only going to make things go up. So if you got a customer that's on the fence, I don't know, I want to wait till rates go down. Okay, well, you might wait for a rate to fall to 5.5%. However, that $500,000 house just went to 550.
Doesn't cost you more anyway.
Right. And so, you know, sometimes it's not waiting. I would just say, I tell my clients, if it's the house, take it. Well, you know, and this has been worn out, but you date the rate, you know, marry the house and all this kind of stuff. But at the same time, we'll put you into an auto lock program. Rates drop. We're going to capture it.
Talk about that. That was something you told me the other night while we were having a beer. I love this new concept in mortgage. What lending? What is this?
You know, I have clients that we put them in the auto lock program. I send them a report, different interest rates. And I say, okay, if rates hit this number, you're okay with me locking you in without me calling you. And the thing is, that allows me to lock, you know, 50 to 100 customers in an hour versus me calling every customer, hey, rates hit this. Would you like to do it? Well, let me see some numbers, send some numbers. You know, I might lock 10 loans in a day versus me capturing all 50 people. Wouldn't you rather me capture? And sometimes think about the market. Example yesterday, the market fluctuates for that day during the Fed talk. I could have captured a rate during that time, something that small, and it's only there for that moment, allows me to capture it then, versus if I called you and then it's a matter of me waiting, then it's the next day, then that rate's gone.
Now, wait, that rate can be gone in minutes. I mean, it's not going to stick around. And that's what we call mortgage planning. I mean, this is exactly what you're talking about. We are mortgage planning before the mortgage is even there. And I think this is another good tool, because if you're a real estate agent and you got a buyer who's like, well, rates are at 7, I really don't want to do it. Go ahead and buy the house at 7. We can use the mortgage rate, auto rate lock. If it gets down to 6, pop it in as a refinance. And how many days do you have to have a house before you can refinance? Is it 90?
No, it's on a, sorry, so it's 6 months is the waiting period.
Okay, so
there's a 90-day rule, but that's another topic where it's a financial strategy that you can use where someone has bought a house for cash. You could refinance it as if it was, you get the same benefits as a purchase, and you could get the same tax write-off as a purchase.
Okay. So 6 months, but what you could do is lock them in at 7. They go ahead and close in 6 months. They're only going to make 5 payments, because you get that first month, you can pay interim interest. So you're making 5 payments, and then hopefully the rate will drop from 7, maybe to 6, and you can refinance. So a lot of great tools here. In the little time we have left, I want to ask 2 more questions that are very important, and we'll see how much more time we have. Number one is, where do you see this mortgage industry going in the next year or two in terms of, is it going to be more mortgage planning type stuff, or do you think it's going to revert back to just everybody asking for mortgage rates?
Right now, there are only 2 mortgage planners in Columbia. I would say, you know, as much money that Quicken Loans has, you'll still see very much, you know, 30-year fixed and right, that kind of stuff. And then the key thing is just educating, you know, our customers and our referral partners and, you know, working with our financial advisors. I would just say the most important thing is that, I mean, that's where it would be going. And
what we need to do is work on changing the mindset of the consumer, that the flashy radio commercial that says 6% interest rate, where the APR is really like 9. I mean, you're not getting a 6% rate. You're paying for it. I mean, anybody can get a 6% rate. Would you give me a 6% loan today, Bill, if I'm willing to pay all the discount points?
Yeah, I could. I mean, as long as it meets a qualified mortgage. Yeah,
but that's a trick a lot of those lenders, national lenders, do. They'll give you this low interest rate, but when you listen to the guy talking fast at the end, APR 8.4%. So the loan's actually more expensive than what you're getting local. I believe in lending local. And the reason I like lending with people like Bill is that I know when I have issues, I can pick up the phone, call Bill and say, the guy brought me didn't bring me a cashier's check. He brought me a personal check. You okay with this? Or, you know, this guy's wife didn't show up. What are we, or they want to add the husband to the loan or to the mortgage. Can we do that? It's always nice to lend locally because you can get the lender on the phone. You can ask these questions on my end as an attorney. But think of this as you as a real estate agent, to be able to pick up the phone and call Bill and say, I got a guy that's on the fence here. Can you talk to them about mortgage planning and why they don't have to worry about getting $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 to put as a down payment? Talk to them about the difference between the one-time mortgage payment, mortgage insurance payment. So a lot of advantages that greatly outweigh the national lenders. Lend locally. Tell us in the last minute or two we have left, Bill, about what happened yesterday in our market and where you think we're going with these interest rates.
First off, there's always this misconception, and I get the phone calls all the time. Well, Bill, I hear that the government is going to be, the Fed's going to be increasing rates tomorrow, so we need to lock in. And so just from an education standpoint, so when the Fed increases rates, they increase the Fed funds rate, which affects short-term interest rates. So short-term interest rates are going to be commercial loans, auto loans, credit cards, home equity lines of credit. So those are the things that it affects. So if it affects short-term, it can't affect long-term. Typically, when they increase Fed funds rate, that allows us, mortgage rates typically get better. We got better by 48 basis points yesterday in the market because of the increase. Not only that, what Powell said yesterday is that they're still trying to control inflation. Well, having high inflation helps mortgage rates get better. Okay, so there's lots of things that are like that. One, you're not going to hear that information from, you know, that large national lender. But that's really what's going on in the market. So if you want lower rates, you want higher inflation. Now, do we really want higher inflation? Not really. You know. So, but that's really what's happening on the market. You know, I have one client that wants to float and see what happens to the market. And we were very much on top of it throughout the day yesterday, just making sure nothing majorly happened.
Where do you think we're going to be by the end of the year in mortgage rates? About where we are now, lower or higher? And I know this is just pure prediction.
Right. Well, May 10th was a big thing because it had to do with CPI numbers and shelter numbers. And we were headed towards below 5% at that point. But we had the fight over the debt ceiling, and that scared off everyone in the bond market, and that raised rates back up. I think we'll see a gradual decline in rates as the year goes. They talked about another increase in the Fed funds rate. Do I think that we'll be in the mid fives or anything like that? Probably not. I think we're probably headed into the sixes, hopefully around the low sixes, and maybe working our way with the election. You could potentially see maybe next year rates getting into the fives and those kinds of things. But, you know, the key thing is, you know, and I'll offer this out there, even if you're not a client of mine and you want us to put you in that auto lock program, just give me a call. We'll put it in their system and we'll lock you in. So if you've got a, you know, 6.75, 6.5, and, you know, we'll put together a mortgage plan report and put you in our auto lock program.
So how does everybody get in touch with you?
They can just call us on my office number. My website, my office number is 803-753-1623. That's our office number. Or my website is cardinalfinancial.com/Bill Oliver. So you can just go there and you'll have all my contact information is there as well. Love to talk to you guys. My office is off of Spears Creek Church Road in the northeast of Columbia near the Harley-Davidson store. So love to see you guys if you wanted to call and make an appointment and meet with me one-on-one.
Bill, thank you for being with us. I really appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you on the golf course.
Thank you.
And unfortunately, that's all the time we have for this week's show. I hope everybody will please like us, share us, and subscribe to us, and come back again next week so I can fulfill your life with the joy of real estate. Well, have a great weekend. See you then.